In Vrindavan, they say Radharani is the supreme powerhouse. Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill because he was getting power from Radharani. You have an electric wire that comes to your house bringing electricity from the powerhouse. Right? If someone cuts the wire and steals your wire, the gundas, then you have no connection to the powerhouse, you have no power, no light, no air conditioning, no heat, no anything. So similarly, Krishna was getting power, but he was, because technology was quite advanced then, so he didn't have any tara, there was no direct connection. So Krishna was the first one to employ microwave technology. So he simply glanced at Radharani. He was going like this and glancing at Radharani, Krishna Kripa Kataksha. But he glanced in such a way that everyone, he was so expert in his glance, like we have something called ventriloquist. They can close their mouth, they have like a puppet, they have like a puppeteer, and the guy keeps his mouth, goes, oh, hello, how are you? Oh, you look stupid. Huh? You know, and he's speaking, and the puppet, and the guy's mouth is not moving, you don't see anything, but somehow he learns to speak inside his mouth and makes a puppet. You know, the ventriloquist, or whatever they call it, I get confused with these type of guys. So that's with the medium of speech, which is audible. But Krishna was using, and so we don't know where the speech is coming from. You think it's coming from the puppet, but actually the source is here. So Krishna was looking at everyone in such a way that everyone, Nanda Maharaj felt he was looking at him, and Balaram thought he was looking at him, and everyone thought that Krishna was, but actually Krishna was learned the art of looking at them, but this way he was going, looking at Radharani, Krishna Kripa Kataksha, sidelong glance of Radharani. And as long as he kept that glance, Radharani was sending microwave. From her eyes, she was sending the power. And Krishna was drawing the power, then went in the eyes, like this, went like this, and then like this, and like this. So Radharani was holding Govardhan Hill. If she closed her eyes, he would drop it. If simply Radharani closed her eyes for a nimesha, Krishna would drop Govardhan Hill. Radha Rani ki jai. So Radharani was supplying all the power because she's the supreme powerhouse. Sarva Shakti Mayi Radharani ki jai. She was supplying all the power for Krishna to lift. He became famous as Govardhana Dari and this and that. But everybody in Vrindavan knows that there's no such thing as Govardhana Dari Krishna. Govardhana Dari is Govardhan Dharani. It's Radharani. So we're discussing Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and this is the chapter on Bhava Bhakti. And this is the first verse. We were discussing the definition of Bhava Bhakti, and there was some story yesterday told. This is, of course, October 23rd, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And I'll review the definition. Shuddha Sattva Vishesh Atma Prema Sriyamshu Samyabhak Ruchibish Chitta Masrinya Kridaso Bhava Uchate. Rupa Goswami says, this is the definition. That part of bhakti is called bhav, bhava bhakti, whose essence is samvit and ladini. Because when we say shuddha sattva, visheshatma, vishesh means a very special form of shuddha sattva. We have Rajagun, Sattvagun, but this is Shuddha. Shuddha Sattva means transcendental, means spiritual energy. Sometimes it says Vishuddha Sattva, or it can say Vishuddha Sattva Visheshatma, because Vishuddha means Vishesh. Vishesh Shuddha Sattva. Very special form, which means a spiritual form, which has particular unique characteristics, unlike the Sattvagun of this world, which has its own characteristics and symptoms and expressions. Shuddha Sattva Vishesh, or you can say Vishuddha Sattva, it's the same thing. So what does that mean? This energy, Vishuddha Sattva, or Shuddha Sattva Vishesh, it is a combination of two of Krishna's Shaktis, Ladini and Samvit. So the translation says, that level of bhakti, that part of bhakti, whose essence, what is the essence of that bhakti? It is the Samvit and Ladini, the bliss or spiritual love potency, and the spiritual knowledge, awareness, cognizance potency, Samvit. And this is, which is one ray of the sun of Prema. So we have Prema, Premamshu, the word that says Premamshu. Prema Sriyamshu, Samyabak. So Prema is like the sun, Surya Prem, Krishna Surya Sama. And then one ray is this ray of Bhava. And in that ray from the sun of Prema, from Radha and Krishna Yugal, this ray is coming. Krishna's Samvit, combining with Radharani's Ladini, is coming down and touching the heart of the sadhaka when he's eligible and purified and elevated in the devotional scale. And that ray of Bhava coming from the prema-filled sunshine heart of Radharani and the prema-filled sunshine heart of Krishna, in that ray is Samvit Shakti, is the meeting in that ray from their hearts of Radha and Krishna, or the Radha and Krishna bhaktas who are carrying Radha and Krishna in their heart. That ray has two halves, you could say. It's one ray. And that ray, it's half the ray is the Radha ray. The Radha ray is Ladini Shakti, and the Krishna ray is Samvit Shakti. Radha ray and Krishna ray. Hip hip hooray. Just add a little humor to the Siddhanta here. I always say a formula for a good class is the three E formula, right? Is it like this or like that? I guess it's like this. This is three E's on the screen. This will be E. This says E. Three E's. See, this is the formula for a good class. Educate, enlighten, entertain. And try to keep a balance. Not too much, not too much entertainment. So when this ray of the sun of Prema, when it rises in the heart, something happens. Just like when the sun shines, something happens. If you have some wet object, if the sun hits it, those sun rays, they dry it out. Like your wet clothes, and the sun rays hit it, they dry out. So when this ray, to follow the analogy, when this ray of Bhava Bhakti, the Bhava Bhakti comes from the spiritual world or the spiritual personalities who are residing in that world, when they direct that love light on us, as we say, and then because what will happen if the love light of Radha and Krishna, the Premamshu, then it says, Ruchibis Chitta Masrinya. Your chitta, the consciousness will become tasty sweet. And the heart will become softened. Masrinya means softened, flexible. And the consciousness, ruchibish means various tastes. One will have some taste of Krishna. Soften the heart. And then when your heart is soft, first you contact this ray of prema. Then it does something, has some effect, cause and effect. And the effect is it alters our consciousness. Like we say, altered states of consciousness. People would take various, in the 70s and 60s, take various hallucinogenic drugs to alter their state of consciousness or increase their perception or awareness of themselves or God or their role in the cosmic reality or try to deeper their understanding of the whole reality of their own existence and this infinite space around them. So this extraordinary experience of bhava, it changes, it really alters the state of consciousness. And then once the shape of our chitta changes, it becomes soft. Our heart becomes soft. And all these tastes, and what are these tastes? What are the expressions of these tastes? Like someone says, oh, he has a taste for music. We have this phrase. Oh, he has a taste for music. If someone has a taste for music, what will they do? They'll buy lots of CDs. They'll go to lots of concerts. Maybe even they perform or they play music. Oh, he has a taste for eating. He's a connoisseur. He's a connoisseur of food, or he's a gourmet or whatever. And he goes to the French restaurant, and, oh, this is the finest cognac, the finest wine from 1973. Mwah! You know, they say, mwah! They go, you know, like that. You know, they have all these expressions to indicate how much they're really, like, rustic, you know, relishing their swat amrita. You know, the jiva amrita. You know, the nectar of their tongue. And the pursuit of gross sense pleasure, like any other animal on this earthly planet. So this is their tasting. So now, when this ruchi and bhav comes, and one it softens heart, and what when the heart becomes softened, then what happens? Then rising from that softened heart is not greed and anger and lust, because our hearts are saturated with greed and lust and envy and all these things, and they rise from the heart. As vasanas from the surface of our consciousness, from these samskaras. Chitta means heart, chitta means consciousness, chitta means mind. And from that substratum of chitta comes vasanas, desires arise and push us to act according to the excitants and stimulants that we collect through our senses. They disturb and agitate the chitta. So now, we've collected, through our senses, we've collected kripa, mercy, from the pure devotees and from Radha and Krishna. And it's come to us in a ray of a premamshu. And it's entered our heart and danced in our mind and softened our heart. And now rising from our heart are not karma vasana, but they're actual bhakti vasana. Bhakti vasana, intense desires for what? Rupa Goswami says, intense desires to meet, serve, and exchange love with the Lord. So now there's all of these enemies and agents of illusion, lust, anger, greed, envy, they have retired. They have stopped fighting. They have moved out of the heart and mind and chitta. So now it's a whole new reality rises. That's why he's using the analogy of the sun. Sunrise follows what? It follows darkness. So darkness is synonymous with ignorance, forgetfulness, illusion. So when until bhava rises, there's this darkness in our consciousness, a certain level of illusion. But when the sun rises, the darkness goes and clarity comes, we see clearly, our understanding is clear. So when bhava comes, then it chases away all the darkness of greed and anger and lust. And then we have a new heart. We have these terms, change. Oh, he had a change of heart. He was a wicked man. He was a miserly, wicked man, but in the end of his life, he decided to give away his millions to the Hare Krishna movement. No, he's not that crazy. But we had this term, change of heart, isn't it? Someone was very dastardly and mean, and somehow he became changed. So that's our experience. Our hearts become changed in a phenomenally revolutionary form. It's like overnight sinner to saint. It can be that fast, be lightning fast, if one contacts bhava bhakti. So this is, and softens the heart with desires to meet, serve, and exchange love with the Lord. If we want to do some comparison tests here, we're here and bhava's there, okay? So now we can say the degree and the amount of desire that we have in our heart to meet Krishna, and the amount of desire we have to serve Krishna, and the amount of desires we have to exchange love with Krishna, to that extent, that's how much we're in bhava, or that's how much we're approaching bhava or loving Krishna. And if we ask anyone on the gut level, do you desire to meet Krishna? Not really. Do you desire to serve Krishna? I'm going through the rudiments of service, but to be perfectly honest, I don't. Do you desire to exchange love with Krishna? I don't. Maybe, I don't know. What. I'm busy loving my wife and the kids and husband. This, that, you know. So now it's like we can't understand what that would mean. But when that comes, then we will very clearly understand that this becomes our all-consuming and all-encompassing reality of our consciousness and heart, that where is Krishna? And where is Radha? And I have to serve them, and I have to see them, and I have to meet them and exchange love with them and give them my love. Jiva Goswami's commentary: Bhava Bhakti should be defined. Previously, two types of bhakti were delineated in discussing the general qualities of bhakti, being sadhana bhakti, vaidhi, and raganuga. And those two qualities were cheshta rup and bhava rup. Cheshta rup bhakti, these of course are Sanskrit terms which sometimes confuse everyone, but cheshta rup bhakti means bhakti consisting of action. And it has two types of action. Sadhana rup is second thing. This is sadhana rup for attaining bhava bhakti, actions as practice for attaining bhav, and karya rup, actions after attaining bhav, the goal of practice. Anyway, these are just different terms. Basically what it means is until one attains bhava, he's practicing sadhana, vaidhi sadhana and raganuga sadhana. And it should be guided by guru and shastra, and the proper application of vaidhi will bring one to bhav and to prema and on to Vaikuntha, and proper application and practice of raganuga sadhana bhakti will bring one to bhav and to prema and on to Brajagokul, to relate with Krishna and Brajabhav. So when that's before one attains bhava, either bhava coming from vaidhi sadhana or bhava coming from raganuga sadhana. And when one attains bhava, then the course of his actions and behavior slightly changes. One's called cheshtarupa, one's called karyarupa. That's what it means. Highly technical classes. This is IIT. This is RIT, right? Radha's Institute of Technology. This is Rupa Mantri. I mean, Rupa Mantri just makes flower garlands and carries messages and does all simple, sweet, easy things. Why does Rupa Mantri come and complicate everything so much? I mean, making flower garlands is easy. Carrying messages is easy. Telling Krishna he's a jerk and stupid and get out, get lost, that's easy. I know how to do that already. So Rupa Mantri does that. And she sings and she dances, and we can all of us can do all that. So what's all this term and that term? And just Hare Krishna. But Rupa Mantri said, no. Sri Rupa Mantri Pada Se Mor Sampada. You want to have my feet? You want to tame my feet? This is my feet. And your sadhaka rup, this is my feet. When you get your siddha rup, seva sadhaka rupena, siddha rupena chaturhi. Seva sadhaka rupena. You're in the sadhaka rup. We're in the sadhaka rup. Now do seva. This is seva. Swadhyaya. Swadhyaya. Shastra swadhyaya. Studying the shastra. My shastra. Bhakti shastra. Prem shastra. Don't this, you know, Mad Magazine and all these things. Mad comics. You know, India Today. Yesterday and Never Forever Magazine. India Forevermore Magazine. Right, India Today, India Yesterday. It's the same India, today, yesterday, and tomorrow. You know, there's a new magazine coming out, India Tomorrow. Oh, it looks just like India Yesterday. The material world will never change. There's only four items of news in the material world. Do you know that? Thousands of newspapers, millions of words, and thousands of languages all around the world. The daily, the weekly, the monthly, the yearly, the midday, the morning. And so many newspapers and magazines, India Today, Tomorrow, Yesterday. And they only tell four lousy pieces of news. Who was born, who died, who got diseased, and who's old. What's in it, what's old, and what's new. This is out, this is in, you know. Birth, old age, disease, and death. Anything? You find anything more in the newspaper? That's it. There's four news items. Okay, today's news story. That takes 1 minute. So many people died around the world. So many people were born. So many people, you know, got disease. And so, you know. So tomorrow we'll continue our discussion of Bhava Bhakti.